good morning. How is everybody doing today? I hope you're doing well, church. And we want to welcome you to Worldwide Communion Sunday and the first Sunday in October. Can you believe it? Somebody the other day said something on Facebook about how many days it is till Christmas. And I'm like, I don't even want to think about that yet. But we are so glad that you're here today and worshiping with us and gathered together to not only worship and sing and hear the word, but also to celebrate at the table together and then for fellowship downstairs. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about meaning and significance in life. And so I asked that question, do you feel like something is missing in your life? And sometimes we go through those little moments where we just feel that way. And we'll talk more about that later on. So we are glad that you're here, and we want to welcome those that'll be listening online. And so let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together for our call to worship in the bulletin. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall declare your praise.
O Lord, open our eyes.
That we may behold your presence.
O Lord, open our ears.
That we may hear your call.
O Lord, open our hearts. Well, let's join together and do that this morning. If you'd like to turn in your hymn books, it's 251, There's Power in the Blood, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood, come for a cleansing to Calvary's time. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Brighter, yes, brighter than snow. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving glow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. Service for Jesus your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily as praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Well, let's join together for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Eternal God, as we come to worship you today, we recognize that here, heaven and earth join hands. We praise you for your amazing love, which embraces countless congregations and invites us into a future you are creating. May we join hands with heaven and earth to celebrate your holy name. Amen. And you may be seated, and I'm going to invite our kids to come down this morning.
I don't know if he's being facetious or not. But anyways, is sometimes we find that Jesus tells us this, that when we help others, when we serve others and help them in different ways and are there for them, we find meaning and significance and purpose in life. And when you grow up and get older and you become an adult, you'll have a job, maybe you'll be a nurse, maybe you'll be a firefighter, maybe you'll be a policeman, maybe you'll be a construction worker, maybe you'll be a doctor, I don't know, maybe you'll be a veterinarian, there's so many things you could be, maybe you'll be a teacher, but you will find purpose and meaning in life because you feel like that's what you're supposed to do. And when you do that, yes, you're working, and yes, you're getting a paycheck, so you have money, so you can buy groceries and buy toys for your kids. Do you like getting toys? Yeah, it's nice. It's not always fun when mom or dad says, no, we can't get you anything right now because money's tight. Yeah, sometimes that happens, doesn't it? I've said it many times before. But one day, you will get, there will be purpose and meaning in what you're doing. Hopefully, because that's what God has put within us, is something about making a difference for others so that we help somebody else out. And so maybe this week, instead of mom telling you to pick up your clothes and your toys on the floor, what would happen if you did it before she told you to? Do you think she'd be happy? I think she would too. And you know what? In that way, when mom does all of those things for you, you are doing that for her. And you might just find, after maybe you grumble a little, I don't want to do it, you might just find, hey, that feels pretty good, doing that and helping out mom like that, or dad, or grandma, or whoever, because sometimes you go over to other people's houses in the family, okay? All right, you can go on downstairs.
And while they're heading down, we're going to go to our time of prayer here this morning, and maybe you have a joy or concern you would like to share that you would like to share here before we get to praying, and so we're going to let you do that. So who would like to do that this morning? Who would like to begin? Anybody? Okay. Unspoken this morning? Somebody else? Yep.
Prayers from Des. He has an appointment to see the surgeon about his knee. He's probably going to have a knee replacement. And he's in a lot of pain and he's still trying to work and everything. So just prayers.
Okay. Okay, so we want to remember Dex going to be getting checked out this week and regarding a possible knee replacement. And yeah, he just got the shoulder fixed and now I know. If you didn't hear what she said he's falling apart. So yeah, yeah.
I've got two family members that are in the hospital with diverticulitis.
Would you rather me just not mention their names or?
Nobody around here knows.
Okay, okay. Somebody else this morning? Anybody else? Yep.
Unspoken.
Unspoken, okay. I think there was one back there, yep.
My brother Don and sister-in-law Judy would have COVID.
Okay, yeah. So we want to remember them in our prayers. I know there's a few others. And and Ashley was sharing last week about some coworkers and kids at school that's starting to get it. I saw another hand. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Gene.
My son, Jude, who's on college tomorrow, he's Tuesday.
They're doing surgery Tuesday morning? Oh, wow. That's so, to me, that's a good thing. If they can get in there right away and get it out. So, yes. And so we want to remember Jim with for cancer surgery. And yes, so, and keep us updated on that too. So, somebody else.
Farmers.
Yes, definitely. We went over to see Jody's Uncle Bill in Marysville yesterday. And when we got on the other side of Urbana, I've never seen beans that dark brown, like dark, dark brown. And the dust was dark brown coming out of the combine. Wow, that was, I don't know if it was the hybrid or what it was, or the, yes, it, or if it was just because it was so dry. It was just unreal. But yes, we definitely want to continue praying for those like we did last week.
I'd like to thank God for a little vacation for them down there.
Yeah. And we talked about you last week and prayed for you because they had said something about, were you in the Georgia area or? Yeah. Yeah. So, and I do have written down, we definitely need to keep the folks that were affected by the hurricane, especially in North Carolina. You know, I saw multiple videos and the main highway that goes through northern North Carolina, 40, that we were on when we went to South Carolina, they said it could be 2025 to 2026 to open up two major highways in that part of the Carolinas. And I thought, oh my gosh, because it's all, you know, if you've ever driven through that 40, it's like through the mountains. It's, yeah, it's like, I don't like driving through there. So we definitely, yes, and just towns wiped out. It was, it's just horrible. So somebody else, yes.
The workers there also, because my grandson Trey is there.
Where, what's, oh, the workers? Yes, yes, and we do know, we do know of some that are with Ohio that, I can't think of the exact name. I'm thinking of the Ohio first responders that go down and help in the, in those areas. And we have a friend that he goes, he's on the Dayton Fire Department, but he's a part of that Rescue One or whatever that is. And they go down and are a part of that. I don't know if he's down there now or not, but yes, thank you for that. Because we had prayed for all the first responders last Sunday and all that are involved with that. So anybody else? Couple others.
How about your friend Matt, who's an electrician, and his company is sending him down to Miami tomorrow to do some work down there, something about a new panel they have to put in to help with the electricity.
Okay, who did you say that was?
Matt.
Matt? Okay. Okay, so we want to remember Matt in our prayers, and that'll be traveling for that. Can you, would you be willing to fill out slips for them? And if you want to just put them all on one, that's fine. It doesn't matter. But yes, and we'll put them on our monthly list there. And Katie, Renee, and Kim. And yes, definitely want to keep them in our prayers there with cancer, breast cancer there. So, wow. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? Yes. Yes, yes.
So she's flying in tomorrow for a week.
And what's her first name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen, okay. Yeah, so definitely want to keep her in our prayers as she's going to be traveling. So, and I do know of one of our attenders that's down in, I don't know if he's Southern Ohio or Northern Kentucky, hunting down, he's down in the cabin. He said, I'll be gone for three weekends. I think he said three. And, but yeah, so he's down there hunting. So some of those that are traveling. We're glad Carla and Brad made it back all right, driving all the way out to Kansas and back. She said she was wiped out, and I can understand that, driving out that way. So that's a long drive. Somebody else then? Anybody else? Okay, so we got quite a few there we want to remember, and some of those that come to your mind as she plays, you want to lift them up there quietly in your seats, and or maybe some other needs that, and then I will close us out. We are grateful today for your goodness in our lives. And we're thankful that you speak words of hope and faith and life into our lives, even sometimes when we're going through the most difficult, the most overwhelming of circumstances. And you call upon us to trust you in those times. And sometimes it's so hard during those times. And Lord, I'm thinking right now about so many of those folks in the Carolinas and down into Georgia and some in Florida that were just devastated. Some lost everything. Some lost their entire community, was just wiped out by the rushing waters that were so powerful. And God, we thank you for all the first responders and groups and emergency groups and the National Guard and so many and the resources that are being flooded down there into those areas and the churches and the religious organizations that are just trying the best they can to help in one of the most difficult situations. God, we pray for your grace today. We pray for peace and comfort in the midst. I can't imagine the full impact of what they're feeling, body and mind and soul, Lord, emotionally, all things there. And God, we just ask for your hand and be with those that are trying so hard, still trying to rescue and find people who are missing and so many other things. Lord, we also lift up the others that have been mentioned, Lord. We think of Dex going to see the doctor soon about this knee and what's going on there, that you will guide and be with that. We pray for these two family members with the diverticulitis, God, that you will be with them and give direction and guidance there and bring touch, your touch to them, Lord. We think about the two that were mentioned and others that we might know of that's battling COVID, Lord. God, we lift up Jim to you right now, Lord, who's going to be going in for surgery on Tuesday to remove the cancer. God, we just pray that you will guide and direct and that they'll be able to get it all out and that it's contained. And we just ask for your healing touch and grace there and be with the surgeons and your touch there. Lord, we think of Matt, who's traveling in that down there, and we just pray you'll watch over him and others that are traveling right now. Lord, we think of Katie and Renee and Kim, Lord, that are battling breast cancer, God, that your healing touch and grace will be with them, and continue to give them faith and strength and hope in the midst of that. We think of Kathleen, who's going to be flying home, that you will be with her and give her traveling mercies. And Lord, we do lift up the farmers, Lord, as they're in the fields. And during this time, that you'll just continue to watch over them and be with them and protect them. Lord, we lift up these two unspoken requests that have been mentioned today, Lord. Lord, we know that you know exactly what's going on there, and we just commit those into your hands and ask that you would work. And maybe others that lifted up special prayer requests during the time of the music, God, and that they couldn't share, something maybe weighing on their heart today. God, we just pray that your presence would fill them. Jesus, that you would be their burden bearer today, as only you can do. That we can just lay those at your feet, and that you will give us peace and strength in place of that today. And Lord, we're thankful that no matter what we're facing in life, you are with us. And that sometimes when we think we're all alone, you are the one that's carrying us through. So thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for what you're going to do in the rest of this service as we continue in breaking the bread of your word. May it feed our souls. May it encourage us and give us faith to move forward and continue on, even when we face our fears and anxieties and worries and so many things that we face in these times, to have the courage to press on and keep on keeping on. Lord, and then as we gather around the table, Jesus, may you be real to us in those moments and fill us and feed us and satisfy us as only you can do in this world that seems to just drain everything out of us. And we thank you for that as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And again, thank you so much for your faithfulness. And as we have today, an opportunity not only to give like our regular offering, but also maybe just to give a little more there to help out those that may be in need through our missions offering giving there. So as our ushers come, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Gracious God, we offer you our gifts with humble thanks for all you have provided. Bless them and guide us to use them with love. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, we have several smaller passages that we're going to be looking at this morning for our readings today. And we're going to be starting with Genesis chapter 1, a very familiar passage. And then we'll be looking at a couple passages from Mark and one from John this morning. So Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 through 28. God created humanity in God's own image. In the divine image, God created them. Male and female, God created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fertile and multiply, fill the earth and master it. Take charge of the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and everything crawling on the ground." And then Mark chapter 10, verses 42 through 45, Jesus called them over, the disciples, and said, "You know that the ones who are considered the rulers by the Gentiles show off their authority over them, and their high-ranking officials order them around. But that's not the way it will be with you. Whoever wants to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wants to be first among you will be servant of all. For the human one didn't come to be served, but rather to serve and give his life to liberate many people." And then Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 31. One of the legal experts heard their dispute and saw how well Jesus answered them. He came over and asked him, Jesus, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus replied, "The most important one is Israel. Listen, our God is the one Lord. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this: you will love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these." And then John chapter 12, verse 23 through 24, and then verse 26. Jesus replied, "The time has come for the human one to be glorified. I assure you that unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it can only be a single seed. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever serves me must follow me. Wherever I am, there my servant will also be. My Father will honor whoever serves me. Now I am deeply troubled. What should I say? Father, save me from this time? No, for this is the reason I have come to this time." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, a junior Sunday school teacher asked her 8 eager children if they would like to give $1 million to the missionaries. They all screamed, "Yes!" "Would you like to give $1,000? And they all shouted, "Yes!" "How about $100? And they all shouted, "Yes!" "Would you like to just give $1 to the missionary?" she asked. And again, the boys explained, "Yes!" Except for little Johnny. Johnny, the teacher said, when she noticed he was clutching his pocket, "Why didn't you say yes this time?" "Well," he stammered, "I have $1. Interesting, isn't it? There. Yes. And that leads me into something that I want to talk to you about, which, when you look at Jesus' life, he always had this way of turning everything upside down. Some authors refer to it as the upside down kingdom. And today, as we continue our series, I want to talk to you about the missing meaning. Last week, I mentioned a congregational survey about fears. And I shared about how those 50 and under, the number one fear that they had in their lives was the fear of failure. And then we found out that those that were 50 and older, the fear of failure came in fourth amongst that. Well, there's a little bit more too that I'm going to share with you. So one of the pastors asked two 30-year-olds what their greatest fears was. One said, and now listen to this, "I fear a life of insignificance, that I won't make a difference at all." And the other said, "I fear not living up to my potential, not having done as much as I could have done and should have done to impact others and the world." Now that's interesting, I think, coming from 30-year-olds. Because the last one there that was shared about, "I wonder if I've made enough of a difference in the world," usually comes from people as they enter into retirement. In all the years that I've pastored, they said, "Pastor, I want to make sure that I'm making a difference while I lived on this earth." And you'll find, I mean, at least in my years, I found that when they retire, they're like, "I'm ready to step in and do something that I never did before for the church." And it's interesting because I think beneath their concerns and fears are two core things that I want to talk about this morning as we think about meaning in our lives. First thing is, all are created for a reason. All are created for a reason. So we read the Genesis 1 passage and how God created humanity in God's image. And here's what I want you to see through that and other passages that we read today. Human beings are meant to make a difference. We're just not here for ourselves. We're just not here, and you probably heard things like this before. We're not just here to accumulate stuff and as much as we can. But we are here to make a difference while we're here. And the reason why is that it's part of our makeup. When God made us and created us, it's part of all human beings, even the ones that we think of are, gosh, I really wonder if they are created in God's image, you know. Maybe you know of somebody like that or whatever. But it's part of our DNA, so to speak, to make a positive effect on others and the world around us with the abilities God gave us and with God's love. So I asked that question early on. Do you ever feel like things are missing? Something's missing in your life? I asked that for a reason because I've gone through times way back early on when I was in college and first prepping and studying for ministry and everything else. And then a little bit later on, and then as I've gotten older, there's just times where I've gone through those times where I felt a little bit like that at times. And sometimes I have to ask myself, God, why? What's happening? What's going on? Do I need to be aware of something? Do I need to know what's going on? And I think it always has to do with why we've been made. What is in our DNA? What is deep within us? Because I believe we're all called to make a difference. Even people that don't even have anything to do with Jesus. I really believe it's within every human being. And this is the thing that I want you to see, which I was just talking about. God has placed within us a deep need for a meaningful life. That's why we always strive for meaning. I can be honest. I remember in junior high, 7th and 8th grade, going through those feelings like junior high kids go through. Why am I here? I mean, you know, people are mean to me in school and I don't really fit in at times. And I mean, why am I here? What? And I'll tell you, when I was 16 and felt the call of God in my life, after that, I walked through the halls of high school with my head held high, and all of my friends knew there was something different that happened to me. And that, because of that, because there was a sense of purpose and meaning in life. And part of the image of God seen in us is found in our yearning for a purpose greater than ourselves. And Scripture speaks of God creating humanity in God's image. We have that image of God within us, and I think that's why. And right after God created them in the garden, it says that God told them, take care of it. Do this. They were to serve in that garden and take care of one another and what God had planted and provided for them. That's part of purpose in life. And that brings me to this. So not only are all created for a reason, but meaning is found in serving others. And this really gets into the heart of all those gospel passages we read from Mark and John. Value is found in the rhythm of accepting and sharing God's love. Remember, what's the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with your entire being. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Loving our neighbor means blessing and encouraging and serving and seeking the best for those around us. And I know so many of you do that. I hear stories and through our missions programs here at church and other things. Because meaning in life can be pursued in our day in and day out living. And guess what? It's just all simple acts. And that's what I want you to see through this. Meaningful and significant lives are lived moment by moment. Every moment and encounter throughout the day is an opportunity for us to live a meaningful and purposeful, and if you want to say, missional life. We're here. We're a part of something greater than ourselves, no matter what we're doing, whether we're in school, whether we're in college, whether we're in a job, whether we're retired, whatever it may be. And as we pay attention to the world around us, as we give thanks to God for whom all life is a gift, and as we look for the simple and selfless ways that we can love and serve others in a positive way, you know what I think is the result of that? Joy. And here's something I want you to hear that I didn't learn from a book, but I learned from experience. There have been times when I've had to do things that I did not want to do. And I may have been grumbling the whole way doing it, but when I did it, there was a satisfaction and joy on the other side. You know, Jesus tells a parable about that, about the guy that was gung-ho and said, oh, I'll go do it, master. And then he went out and he didn't do it. But then Jesus says, but then there was a guy that when his master told him to go do something, he grumbled and fought his master the whole way, but eventually did it. And Jesus talked about the second one, who grumbled and resisted and fought, but eventually did it, being rewarded because of that. It does, so as we all know, if you've been involved, whatever it may be, ministry, serving others, whether it's your family or at work or church life or here with missions programs, and it's not, I'll tell you, it's not fun cutting caramels. But we're helping people that are fighting cancer. It's not easy to do other things sometimes that we're called to do. But it makes a difference. And we have to remember that is where the reward is found. Whether we receive it, and Jesus has a whole lot to say about receiving it in this life, but boy, we don't even, as Paul said, we can't even fathom what's going to be on the other side. Listen, I want you to hear something, because I remember going through this and struggling with this for years in ministry. Some people fear their lives are insignificant and meaningless unless they accomplish something big. But that is a false fear. Few people accomplish something big with their lives. And it's not the big thing that will ensure that our lives have meaning. Rather, it is the sum total of hundreds and thousands of small things we do across the course of our lives that truly give our lives meaning. Listen to this. Mother Teresa once said, in fact, she often said, small things done with great love will change the world. So, perhaps waking up each morning and praying, thank you, God, for today. Thank you for your love and grace. I offer myself to you once more this day. Please help me to be mindful of those around me. Use me to bless and encourage and to show kindness to all that I meet today. Send me out on your mission. The missing meaning. Amen and amen. Well, let's prepare our hearts then as we are going to share at the table this morning. And as we always do, we begin with a time of thanksgiving and confession. And I would invite you to join with me, if you would like, for that on the PowerPoint this morning as we prepare to sup at the table and receive from the grace of the Lord and forgiveness today. Let's pray. Gentle God, we are your children, yet we want to be independent of you. We are siblings, yet we want to be superior to others. You offer us your love as a gift, but we want to deserve it. We want to do things our way. We confess how deeply we need you. We open our hearts to you. You're the grace we have seen in Christ. Receive us, forgive us, heal us of our fears, and set us free. Pour out your Spirit upon us and these gifts of bread and juice as we remember Jesus poured out for our sakes. Amen. Amen. That's a different prayer today. But I pray that we will receive it for what it is and receive of his grace and his forgiveness and his love as we share at the table. I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses this morning that are going to be helping us out. They make their way to the back as we prepare. All are welcome to share at the table today. We believe that we can all receive of his grace. And so let's do that this morning.
on the night on which Jesus was handed over, he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. Later, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, let's just take a minute or so. We'll get to do some fellowship downstairs. You want to shake a couple hands and greet a few people there close by you, and then we'll close out with our final hymn there.
Pastor Jason.
Oh.
Got something for you today. Today is Pastor Appreciation Sunday. And for everything Pastor Jason does, he's here all the time. He does a nice job for the entire congregation and for the community. And so we have a little card for you and a little token of our appreciation.
Whoa.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You guys have always been so kind, and Jody and I thank you very much. So, okay, go ahead and shake a couple hands there.
Good morning.
You don't have to let them tell them thank you.
Thank you.
says it's crazy what happened through all that. Yes. So. You can go ahead and start playing. Let's go ahead and stand if you're able. 5:14 or on the PowerPoint. I need thee every hour. I need thee every hour. Gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Join together for our benediction. God's steadfast love is with us as we go. Now may the God who made us, the Christ who mends us, and the Spirit who brings us life bless and keep us evermore. Amen.